All right, we've got all kinds of bowl stuff going on and the last weekend of NFL. And we're just going to have some fun because it's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, got to get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Christian's tailgate in the Heights on White Oak, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Bauer and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, back in studio keeping us on air. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is the number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Friday. No bleeping nonsense. Let's have some fun today. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on?
And Christian's tailgate. We are at Christian's tailgate in White Oak, and this is why I like this Christian's. They have frozen Jack and Coke.
Yeah, you're into that, huh?
I love that, man. This is the only place I can get it. So
I thought maybe you were drinking that pink drink right there.
No, that's Mario Ellie. He might be able to hit the kiss of death, but his drinks suck.
I mean, what is going on here? It's got a piece of fruit in it. And yeah, that's it's pink. I mean, what are we doing here?
You might as well have a little sign saying.
You saw Mario drinking that?
Yeah. Probably should have a sign saying, I'm the most feminine guy in the bar.
Where's your drink? Where's your frozen Jack and Coke?
I just had one before the show. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm behaving. I have to drive.
Oh, okay.
So I just had
I mean, we got 3 hours we're going to be here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to do some eating tonight. I've been trying to watch my food intake. Like, since Christmas, I've lost, like, 7 or 8 pounds. You know, after Christmas, I was such a mess. I mean, it's so many tamales and so much whiskey and ham.
Did the same thing.
I thought maybe my body was going to shut down on me. So I've been taking it pretty easy this week. But there's UFC fights tonight.
Yes.
And... I got to watch those, and that means I've got.
And it's always better with a little alcohol.
I've got to have some booze, but I've got to make sure I get some food in me. It's something that's going to absorb the booze.
Well, they have good food here.
Yeah. So I've heard. I never get to eat it because I'm always in a fight camp. Or
this is
something when we're here. So it's nice.
Burgers are solid.
The burger is the truth. Huh?
Yeah. So I highly recommend that. But
are you sure that wasn't Joel Blank's drink? That pink drink, was that yours, Joel?
That looks like something Joel would drink.
Okay. All right. Joel's too. Joel's a manly man too. What were you drinking, Joel? What were you drinking? That was Mario's drink. What were you drinking? You were drinking water. We're at Christian's tailgate. We party here, man. Okay. You're still trying to get this show off the ground. I feel you.
We have so much work to do with these guys, man. Honestly,
listen.
We got guys at our station that don't drink at all.
I know. That's the worst.
And
you drink sometimes, right, Joel? You'll imbibe every once in a while? Okay. He likes Crown.
Okay. That's
okay. He drinks beer. Yeah, he's from Wisconsin.
But he doesn't drink real beer if he's from Wisconsin.
You never know. I don't know what he's into. Pabst? Is that probably. Pabst? Is that what you're – Miller? Oh, he's a Miller guy. Okay.
Yeah, Miller and milk, I'm guessing.
Okay.
And cheese. So
I like cheese, too, although I'm not from Wisconsin. I do like cheese.
Man, that whole part of the country, it's ridiculous. When I first got married, I almost ejected because it was the wife, a bunch of Canadians, and some people from Wisconsin, and they're going through this cheese like you and I go through craft beer.
Now,
so they're talking about the aftertaste and everything else, and I'm like, you people are nuts.
Okay, that's stupid.
I know. I'm telling you.
I will say this. Listen,
what the hell am I doing marrying somebody that does this?
I will say this for Milwaukee. We did a day trip up there. My wife and I went to Chicago for a week and went up to Milwaukee for a day. And I wasn't really pumped about going to Milwaukee,
It's underrated.
It's a really – it's a pretty solid town.
There's a couple of towns – there. It's a lot like Minneapolis. It's not a place you think about going. And then you get there and go, hey, this place is pretty
not bad.
Cool.
Yeah. So like, there's some water right there. It's a decent little town, Milwaukee.
During the summer.
I went in April.
Okay, so that's fine.
And it was chilly. It was kind of like it is now. Like it's not cold, but I mean you can walk around in a hoodie and feel good. It was nice. Same for Chicago. It was I want nothing to do with those places in the wintertime. I don't believe in even visiting those places in the wintertime. I hate that. We're like when we go to the Super Bowl when it's a cold wet like Indianapolis. I hated that.
It'll be Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Trust me, I'm gonna hate it if I still work here by then.
I don't mind it for a few days, but I don't want to be up there. I wouldn't want to live there. There's no
I don't
way.
Like snow
because I like it because I never see it. So when we used to go to Saskatchewan for Christmas, that was okay because I was only there for 3 or 4 days. Got to see snow. Got to play in that mess and. Do all that garbage, and then I'm done with it.
No.
But I could not live up there where it's like that for months.
I'm not with that. Like, my wife and I have never gone to her parents' house for Christmas because they live in Oregon, and it's too cold.
But Oregon's not that cold. Oregon's...
They live in central Oregon in the mountains.
Okay, that's cold.
It's cold.
Yeah, that's different than Portland. Or
yeah. They live, like, in Bend, which is where all the ski resorts and stuff like that is.
Too.
Oh, good luck. Good. I mean, you got to go across a mountain. Like you land in Portland, you got to go over a mountain pass that, I mean, covered in. No thanks. I went there in August once. I remember because it was my birthday. I went there in August, and it was, high 70s, low 80s during the day. At night, it got below freezing. That's not like if it does that in August, I'm not going in the wintertime. I just got no interest in it.
Yeah, that's too much. I think the coldest it's ever gotten when I've been in Canada during the summer was like 45 degrees, and that was too cold. It's summer. I'm not there to be dealing with 45 degrees. I'm there to be sitting out back drinking all day.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. First off, I feel very bad for anyone who had Arkansas plus 7. And was leading 24-0 at the half.
Oh.
You want to talk about a brutal beat. It wasn't me. If I had played it, I would have taken Virginia Tech. But that was brutal. And Oklahoma State just destroyed Colorado. I'm 1-1 over my last two bets thanks to that. And
you were on Oklahoma State?
I was on Oklahoma State.
I was too. And mostly just because you start thinking about it, and it kind of hit me when we were talking about Mike McIntyre and what he's done with that program. Those are a bunch of guys going to their first bowl game. Oklahoma State's used to this. Oklahoma State goes to a bowl game every year.
And the big factor for me was Jim Leavitt leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy is an A-plus defensive coordinator. And you're going up against an offense that you're not really familiar with. And Washington State runs a similar offense. But other than that, it's not something you're going to see a lot of. So.
And plus.
But then I was also on friggin' TCU today.
Oh.
Their idiot kicker.
Yeah, that's
I got it at a pick 'em, and it goes up to TCU minus 3, so I'm feeling really good.
Well, no.
Not so much.
No. You wouldn't have won at pick 'em.
No, I wouldn't have.
So at least that helps.
Yeah, that makes me feel better. Yeah.
Ease the pain.
Exactly. But
yeah, I forgot that there's bowl games on all day today. I haven't even really been watching any football.
Yeah,
I went and trained today, and then I've been listening in the car to some football, but yeah, I totally forgot that this was like that day where football's on start to finish.
Yeah, and I've got action on a couple of these others. I'm at North Carolina plus 3, and I have the over in this Tennessee-Nebraska game, which
– That ain't looking great
That
either,
ain't looking
is it?
Great, but so many of these games have just blown up in the second half. I'm not as worried about it as I ordinarily would be.
Okay.
And it's kind of like the TCU game. The second half, they couldn't stop Georgia. It was just, okay, forget it. We're scoring every time we get the ball. But we'll see. I didn't go crazy on a whole lot of this. Just wanted to have some action.
So you're not homeless. That's good.
No, I'm going to be okay.
That's good.
I'm double homed right now, basically.
What's the right time for me to eat if I'm trying to get drunk tonight? Like, what's the ideal time? Should I eat at the end or should I
not
eat early?
Not at the exact end.
Okay.
I'm going to say probably 5:45 is when I would order.
Okay.
And then you get it about 6:05, 6:10, and that way you don't fall into a food coma.
That's
with too
call.
Much of the show left.
That's a good call. I'll check the menu during this break, and we'll go from there.
All right. Hey, we have something to give away. How about this? We have 2 tickets to the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic.
Oh, Joel wants to go to the Cotton Bowl. His Badgers are playing.
And he cares so much about his Badgers that he's already given two of these away.
Joel, are you going to that game? He's not doing. He's not even going to drive to Dallas. This dude loves Wisconsin more than anybody. He's not driving to Dallas for that game.
That is like one of the easiest drives ever to Dallas.
There's a reason why the get in the door price at the Rose Bowl right now is like $400. The Cotton Bowl is $5.
So you're telling me these are worth $5?
No, because these are probably better seats than what you can get in the door for.
Yeah, these are actually pretty good.
But you can get in the door for $5 at the Cotton Bowl.
All right, well, I'm going to do you better than that. I'm going to give you tickets that are more than $5, and you get them for free.
Oh, that's a good deal.
I have them here in my hands. You can even see them.
I saw them with my eyes.
So I'm going to decide at some point over the next 20 minutes, I'm going to give people time to get here.
Okay.
Because some people aren't off work yet.
Okay.
And I will also tell you, there's plenty of parking across the street. If you can't find a spot in this lot, they've got another lot.
There's plenty of spots in this lot, though, too.
Okay. Well,
It'll probably fill up around five.
But across the street, they have parking for all these places as well. So you'll have no problem getting in here. And Christian's Tailgate in the Heights. We are in the back bar, which is the best bar. And no offense to that other bar, this is the best bar here.
No offense to the back bar. The front bar has BBH.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that? Is that what you're drinking?
That's what I'm drinking.
You didn't tell me that?
You said you were drinking. You were taking it easy.
Well, not if they got that here.
Yeah, they do.
Just a regular BBH?
Yep.
All right. Well, I know where I'm going on break.
Yeah.
Man.
So what do you think about the back bar versus the front bar now?
Well, we're here, so we still get an edge. But you can do what I'm about to do, which is go buy a BBH over there
and then come
over here.
That's what I did. I brought mine back to the back bar.
I can't believe you didn't tell me that, man.
I'm sorry. You said I figured you were going to be drinking frozen Jack and Coke all day.
I was just having one just to do it. But if there's BBH here.
You'll have four.
Two. Gabs says it's always better in the back.
Oh, Gabs.
I like Gabs.
Gabs?
Gabs.
My goodness. I mean, be a lady. Just kidding. Don't.
No, don't be. Like it much better when you're not.
Frobia says, take a team from Michigan and a team from Wisconsin and play in Dallas. Genius. It goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. There's way too many bowl games. You know, it's you're going to have games where people don't care at all.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin, I mean, hell, I don't know what kind of traveling fan base Wisconsin has. I know Joel won't drive to Dallas from Houston, so I doubt too many of them are coming from Madison down to here.
Well, think about it. Either spend a weekend in Dallas or you spend a weekend in Madison.
Yeah, in Western Michigan.
I think I'd come down here.
Western Michigan, I mean, those guys. Who knows even where the closest airport is to that school? So, I don't know. I think that's going to be a disaster. That's going to be one of those ones where they're like asking homeless people to come in, or they're going to give day laborers $20 to go in and watch the game so it doesn't look so bad on TV.
They're going to pull a Jacksonville and put
Tarp.
Put the tarp over the top. No, I do remember when Western Michigan played here a few years ago in the whatever it was called Texas Bowl. They brought a pretty good contingent. And I just figure, well, you want to get out of Western Michigan, right?
Yeah.
And why
row
not
your boat.
So, and I say a pretty good contingent for the Texas Bowl. All
right.
So I don't know. But Wisconsin usually travels pretty well.
Yeah.
It's not going to fill 100,000 seats.
But here's the other thing about Wisconsin. If Wisconsin was playing Florida State.
Yeah, that would be much better.
I mean, fans would get excited about that. That's the downside to playing this group of five school. Nobody is excited about it except for
because it's an extremely unsexy group of five school. There's at least a few that would have been interesting.
Like what would have been sexy?
BYU would have been sexier.
Sexier? That's still not a. I mean, if you're a Wisconsin football fan, BYU gets you stoked.
No, but in place would be full because the Mormons would come out in full force.
That's true. But I'm saying like when you're the team that has to play the group of five school, your fan base is not stoked. Usually you have a pretty good season. At the end of the year, you get a bowl game against another really good opponent. It's exciting. Nobody wants to play one of those group of five schools in the bowl game.
I always feel like it's somebody I could stomp a hole in and make my record look better.
No.
However, I think in this case,
I don't think it feels good.
Michigan, so. Steph says she loves it when we do a live show. I like live shows where we have a few drinks and have a little fun.
Yeah.
Which is what we're going to do today.
So. I'm going to tell you first about my computer career. Listen, guys, if you want a career with great income potential and job security, listen up. IT is a constant high growth sector, and for career changers, there's only one place to check out. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Houston is one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies hiring IT guys all over the city. But to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. And that's where My Computer Career comes in. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry because they partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Most students start their first job in just a few months. You're attending class only twice a week on campus or live online, so your learning fits into your life. And at My Computer Career, you're in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill, so what are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take the free career evaluation today. Find out if an IT career is right for you. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. Turning up against one isn't all that's hard to change.
Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting hurt. This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's tailgate in the Heights on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Christian's tailgate in the Heights. And, okay, so here's how we're going to, give away these tickets. After 4:30... the first person who comes up and tells me what beer AJ and I are drinking.
Okay.
If you you have to want the tickets. Don't just come up and get them and say, oh, cool, I got tickets. You have to want to go. It's for the Cotton Bowl.
Damn.
What?
It's the only time I've ever wished it was Tuesday. They have dollar tacos on Tuesday.
Yeah, they have a lot of cool stuff. They
really
have,
like tacos.
Well, their tacos are good. I like the burgers a lot, too.
Okay.
So do we have any update on your criminal case? Do I need to get you a lawyer?
No update yet. They haven't called me. I keep expecting them to call, but no, we haven't had any of that yet.
Well, you've been proud of me. I just got one of these and closed out, so I'm only going to have one.
I like that they serve it in a pint glass, or in my case, like the same glass you would get a Coke in.
Well, she told me that's not what they're supposed to do. They just are out of the snifter glasses.
Yeah, it works out.
So it's a good thing. So if you happen to like that beer, now's your chance to go and...
The Whole Foods by my house... They this was last year. They had Bourbon County Stout on tap, and
that is good stuff too.
The girl kept pouring me pint glasses, and clearly a new girl. I wasn't going to complain. I looked at the guy next to me. He had a pint glass too. We kind of gave each other that look of like, well, if you're not going to tell her, I'm not going to tell her. So it's just. Sometimes you luck out.
Does that make you a bad guy? Because I did that, too. I was at a bar downtown, and they happened to have this on tap. And she starts serving it in these glasses. And I had about three of them, which is probably about 10 snifters. I don't know.
Does it make it – I mean, that's like saying –
does it make you a bad guy that they didn't serve it in the snifter?
Does it make you a bad guy if you order a Jack and Coke and the bartender has a heavy hand on the Jack?
Well, no, that's just them being friendly.
There you go. Okay. That's what I'm taking it as.
All right. So those are my favorite kind of bartenders.
Yeah.
That's why I like going to their places. Stepping on my thing here.
Sorry.
Again. That's all right.
By the way, on your headphone cord.
Yeah, which the way that our headphones are set up. On the inside is going to step on the other guy's headphone cord at some point during the show.
I wasn't stepping on your thing, per se.
No, but.
Right.
What do you think about this? Ronda Rousey fight.
I kind of like Ronda tonight. Everybody seems to be thinking, and this is what I'd never get. Somebody loses a fight, it's like Jose Aldo lost to Conor McGregor, and suddenly Jose Aldo was nothing. And everybody's like, oh, Frankie Edgar's going to beat him. He's past his prime. I'm like, dude, that guy lost once in like 20 years. He's pretty good. Ronda Rousey has humiliated everybody she fought. I mean, dominated them. She lost one fight, and everybody's like, nope, she's no good anymore. I mean, what are we doing? Maybe that's a fight sport thing where when somebody loses, suddenly it's like, oh, they're not the same guy.
Well, there have been
same girl.
There have been instances with pretty big stars that they lose, and then all of a sudden they're just, like Anderson Silva hasn't been the same fighter. Of course, he got hurt, but still.
Right.
Your favorite guy.
Anderson Silva was also 40 years old.
Right.
I mean, that happens eventually to everyone.
Yeah, but to do it at that level for that long, at some point there's going to be a letdown. I don't think –
I mean, Ronda Rousey's still physically in her peak. I mean, we're not talking about like an elderly woman here who's
no,
fighting.
I mean, I'm kind of with you. I think she's going to crush her. But.
Yeah, I'm just not on the – you lose
easy.
One fight and everybody forgets about all the things you did right, and you're remembered for that one
You know who that didn't happen to? Conor McGregor when he lost.
You know why? Conor McGregor handled his loss better than Ronda Rousey did. Conor McGregor didn't get up in a shell and cry and hide from everyone and gain 60 pounds. Ronda Rousey did those things.
And I saw her on Drunk History. She did a little spot on Drunk History. It was
obviously, she was beefy.
It was obviously when she put on the 60
beefy.
Pounds.
Yeah, the best was she got interviewed once talking about Cyborg not being able to make weight. And I was like, girl, you better watch when you're talking because you don't – I mean, of course, yesterday on the scale, she looked great.
Yeah.
Looked ripped, looked lean, she looked good. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, I feel like – and even I took some of this when I lost my fight. Like, people talking about, oh, you got your ass kicked. And it's like, dude, I've fought a handful of times. I lost one time, and it's – all of a sudden, you're a bum. It's really kind of weird.
All it takes is one where you come back and torch somebody, and you're back to being who you were.
Yeah.
Because after you took all that grief, you came back and won that last fight. I don't hear anybody talking about the loss.
Well, and it's like the Warriors last year when they blew the series lead against the Cavs. Now all the Warriors are is the team that blew a 3-1 lead. That's what they are. Okay.
Kind of chokers because, oh, you had the greatest regular season, but you couldn't close
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if you're willing to just throw away all that, I guess more power to you. I'm not a believer in that, though.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We're out here at Christian's Tailgate in the Heights. And if you're just getting off work, come on out. We're in the back bar. Just go to the front bar, though, and buy your beer and then bring it back here.
Right.
How'd you know that they had that? You
just my friend Avery told me.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
I would have gone over there and I would have already had about five of them before the show started, though, because I've been here a while.
Yeah, Avery is he's from Utah. Well, he's from here, but he lives in Utah. But he's the guy who, when we were raising all that money for cancer awareness, he's kind of the guy that I was doing it for because it's a dude who survived some man cancer and came back strong. And then it came back on him, and he beat it again. So that's
damn.
A guy who –
good job.
A lot of respect for that guy. And, you know, he's – long way around, he's the reason I got a finger in my tail. So –
well, that would include me as well. So
yeah.
I not knowing him, I got a finger in my tail too for that very reason. So there you go. Oh, man. So you got any action going on in any of these games?
Not in the games. Well, I have a college basketball game tonight. I've got Michigan State -1 against Northwestern, and I've got a few of the fights that I'm got some action on. I have a buddy who is so confident in the demise of Honda Housy that he offered even money.
Oh, I take that.
And I was like, well, that's better than me getting down my -135 and giving up all that juice. So I've got some even money action on Ronda tonight.
He's not booking anymore, is he?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And
I had to ask.
And Louis Smolka is the other guy that I'm on tonight in those fights. The fight I'm most looking forward to is the Dominic Cruz Cody Garbrandt fight. Dominic Cruz, I used to not like him. I used to feel like he was smug. And I guess maybe he is.
Don't like smug people?
I think maybe I've changed because I've come to appreciate him for what he is. He is the biggest troll in MMA. Like he's a better smack talker than Conor McGregor because he's smarter than Conor McGregor. He's got a better vocabulary. I mean, he doesn't have to cuss at you.
I can't understand Conor McGregor half the time. Anyway,
I can't either.
So.
I can't either. But
I need subtitles.
Dominic Cruz finds a little thing and picks at it until you just lose your mind. And this Cody Garbrandt, his girlfriend got on social media on Instagram and said something to Dominic Cruz. And Dominic Cruz, like, just punked her out and fed her to his fans, and it was a nightmare. And he said, like, they were at a, they were doing an interview, a side by side interview where they're one room apart, but they're on the side by side screen.
Yeah.
And he said something about, yeah, you're big tough talking smack to my girl. He said, dude, your girl messaged me. Maybe you should keep your fling on a string. He's like, I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to help her out. You're a grown man. Keep your woman out of grown men business. And, you know, I thought maybe I was doing you a favor. And this dude got so mad. And this is 2 days ago. So, I mean, 2 days before the fight, he stormed out of the interview, said he was going to come over there and kick Dominic's ass. And Dominic's like, I'm one room over, bro. Come on. And the guy, you could hear him. Dominic said, there's two reasons he got mad. One is because he knows I'm right and he can't control his woman. Two is he has to project himself as this savage, and he did quote fingers, and a savage wouldn't be able to sit through this interview like that. So that's him projecting his savage image, and you could hear him, like, throwing stuff in the background, and Dominic Cruz is laughing. Do you hear that? He's throwing things in the room next door. He's so angry because he has to portray this image. And I'm just like, that's how you get in somebody's head. It's not yelling a bunch of Irish words at them that they don't understand. That's how you do it. And Dominic Cruz has quickly gone from, like, one of the guys I did not like to cheer for to a guy that I'm actually a fan of him just because he makes other fighters cry. And that's what I like.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Oops.
Now, that was loud.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So tell the people about
Man's Best Friend. That's right. I've taken three of my dogs to Man's Best Friend. I've always been pleased with the results. And here's the main reason why. At Man's Best Friend, you customize your dog training to you. You tell them, these are the problems I'm having with this dog. This is why I don't like my dog. And they'll fix it. That's what they'll work on. They'll take care of it. And they've done a great job with me. They've done a great job with Raheel, I know. And our listeners get 30% off just by mentioning us, mentioning ESPN. It's simple. 30% off your training. That's a lot of dough you're saving just for being a listener of this program. Give them a call, 713-932-6709, or visit mansbestfriend.com. And remember to use that 30% off by mentioning ESPN 97.5 or me when you check out. They do boarding. They do grooming. They do the training. They do it all. Whatever your needs for your dog, they can handle it at Man's Best Friend. That's Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
There we go. Fred, are you with us? Are you here?
Fritz? I grabbed the wrong headset.
Loser.
That happens about once a road show for
loser.
One of us does that. We're back on the Blitz, 713-780. ESPN is your number. All right, so now that it's after 4:30, the first person who comes up and tells me what beer we're drinking and wants to go to the Cotton Bowl, I have two Cotton Bowl tickets for you. Pretty good seats. You get to see Jerry World if you've never seen it. It's pretty cool. There's that. That's a reason to go, right?
Yeah.
And Wisconsin women, well, they're not hot, but they're easy.
I forget. This is sort of sad. I can't even remember who I went and watched in the Cotton Bowl a few years ago, but that was – it's just a cool experience to go to that stadium.
Yeah, it is, if you've never been.
Yeah.
And we have a winner, by the way.
All right.
He was waiting for 4:30. I saw him over there. He just kept looking at his watch. Like, sooner or later, he's going to say it. So
I'm actually going – I'm looking at the history. I know LSU was one of the teams. Oh, it was LSU and Texas A&M that I went and saw. So, yeah, that was a
that was a game where Patrick Peterson had no interest in playing.
Yeah.
As I recall, he was out there not tackling, not even covering anybody. It's like, dude, I'm going to be in the top five of the draft.
Yeah, that's just it's a cool experience, cool place to go watch a game.
713-780 ESPN. Jennifer is here. She just tweeted us that she's a Christians.
All right.
Awesome. Can I ask you a question? Because you went through this because you bought a couple houses since you've been here.
Yeah.
Did the mortgage company, like, crawl up your butt for every single thing? And, like, I've had to send them, like, a copy of, like, bank statements from the last 2 months and things like that. And I have a separate account, and apparently they wanted that. And so now I'm getting questions about, boy, you spend a lot of money at Specs. Yeah, I kind of do. What's this $2,000 from Bank of Canada? Well, that's my Canadian business. Did they do that to you?
No.
God.
I didn't have to deal with all that.
I don't know why.
I had a pretty simple...
I mean, like they approved it and all, but I've been returning emails and phone calls all day about stuff.
I also had... I mean, because I'm a veteran, I had a guaranteed loan. So, it was. I mean, everything was smooth and easy for me.
But I already have a wife going through my stuff. I don't need somebody else doing it.
Tim says, how do you think Rousey will win? The way she wins every fight, she's going to armbar. And, I mean, it's... There's no shame in getting armbarred by Ronda Rousey. It happens to everybody.
Over under on time.
The actual over under is a round and a half. I'm going under.
Ooh, yeah, I would go under that.
Because even if, let's just say Ronda doesn't win and she gets knocked out, it's going to be early because Ronda's going to be, she's going to get hit and then she's going to get aggressive again and lose. But it's very difficult to last a round with that woman because once she gets a hold of you.
How many fights has she had that have gone over a round and a half?
One, I believe.
Yeah. That's just curious.
Doesn't happen often.
Drunk Bevo says, OMG, yes, so much info requested. I was feeling a little uncomfortable about some of this stuff because it's kind of like, I've got no secrets here.
Yeah.
Which I do have, you know, it's not secrets, but that's my own account that I use for gambling and beer, basically.
It's none of his business, right?
Right. That's separate. Because what we do, I think it works very well. We have a joint account that we put all our stuff in, so that's our budget for the month. And then everything else that I make goes into mine, and everything else she makes goes into hers, and we buy whatever we want.
Yeah.
Makes sense, right? Mine's a lot of money for my bookie.
Yeah.
My cookie, excuse me. My business up there, my cookie.
Right.
It's a cookie company in Canada. Exactly, in case you're listening. 713-780-ESPN. But I didn't know that they needed to know all that kind of stuff. I like to keep a few things mysterious. That's all. Yeah. Plus, they don't need to know how much I spend at Specs. And yes, there are times I'll go in there and spend $400 on beer when they have a big release.
It happens.
Yeah, but that's not anybody's business, is it? Apparently it is. But hopefully all that's done today, and now I'm just down to the, okay, wait for closing, and then we have to move. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, do we have John? Do we have RJ today? As always, I hope
we do.
Good.
I got the email about it. You didn't check your email?
I've got like 17 emails from whatever financial place this is.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't checked my emails for anything today, other than that, and here's another thing that's real fun. It's much easier because everything is you sign things electronically. But I've signed all the stuff electronically, and then the guy sends me a deal saying, okay, print these out. You have to sign these in person, and it's the same stuff I've already signed. What the hell is that?
I don't know. That's the one pain in the ass. You got to sign a lot of stuff when you get a house.
There's no way you can read it all. But that's what I've been doing all afternoon. That and responding to for some reason, people have been just trolling the hell out of the website today. So I've been kind of responding to that. I don't know why. Because I was having some fun. Well, somebody bitched at me about the picks that aren't even picks. They're just opinions. And it's like, oh, you deleted the bad ones and you left the good ones. Like, no, I hadn't gone and updated it yet, dickweed. It's actually busy. Because I'm taking off each day so that when people go there, it's got today's balls, right? So, like, I took off Wednesdays. Then this morning I took off Thursdays. So some idiot bitches about that. And then people are actually mad because they think all I'm going to do is put hot women on the site now. It's like, we just did it for a week for fun.
People are complaining about that?
I know. What is wrong with people who complain about hot women?
I don't get that.
So I'm going to do a hottie of the day, but it's going to be at the bottom every day. It's not going to be anything special.
Nude or not nude?
No, we'll keep it PG-13.
Lame.
But you have to scroll down to it, so that way it's not in their face.
You should have like a link where you can say if you want to see, you know, the nudie.
Well, I could just link the Pornhub, right?
It's like if you could, then you wouldn't get the hit.
Yeah, I wouldn't. They would. That wouldn't be fair. They're not linking to me.
They're not.
If they would and say, here's some non-porn cool stuff, absolutely.
Hey, it doesn't have to be porn.
No, it could just
porn
be.
Is, I mean, that implies that it's gross, just like boobs.
Well, not all porn is gross.
Yeah.
Some of it's tasteful.
Okay.
Hentai.
Cartoon porn is tasteful. All right.
We haven't got a chance to talk about this, but Major Applewhite's first big hire at UH, Brian Johnson to be his offensive coordinator.
I'm glad that he's getting an offensive coordinator and like going out and finding one instead of, you know, being that guy who, oh, I'll take care of the play calling. That's not the way to do things.
No, no, it's not. And I like the pedigree. Here's a guy who's from here, who's played quarterback, who has been quarterback's coach at Mississippi State, which has a pretty good offense. And, oh, by the way, their quarterbacks have done really well. This is a good step for him to go from quarterback's coach at Mississippi State to OC at UH. He's a young up-and-coming dude. He's from here. Should be able to recruit Texas.
Yeah.
That's the kind of hire I want to see a guy make. So on his first major hire.
Thumbs up.
I'm going to give him a thumbs up.
I'm with you on that.
I think that was a good move. Still, the key one is going to be defensive coordinator because he's going to need somebody that he can just turn that over to that can keep doing what it's doing. And, oh, by the way, they got some really good players over there to begin with. So it's a good job for somebody. I'm just curious what direction he'll go there. I'd like to see somebody with D.C. experience at the Division I level. I think he needs somebody like that.
See, that's a tough thing, though. Like, to get a – like, you can get the quarterback's coach from an SEC school.
Right.
And make him your offensive coordinator. It's difficult to find someone who's got, you know, big-time program experience – and it has been a DC as well, because unless they failed miserably.
Well, I think you can hit places like as Herman did, getting Orlando out of Utah State, because you're giving him he's getting more money. I think you look for somebody who's been successful at the Group of Five level.
I'll give you that.
Or
yeah.
Somebody. Well, I'll give you an example of a name I like. I don't know that they've even talked to him, but Ruffin McNeil, for instance, who was a pretty good defensive coordinator before he became a head coach.
But also failed miserably at one point to get to this situation.
Well, as a head coach.
Right.
But that's – I like guys like
that. Well, he was also a defensive coordinator at Texas Tech where defense didn't even exist.
Well,
so.
He did turn it around, though, as much as he possibly could on that team. It's impossible to be defensive coordinator at Texas Tech. You have no chance there.
It's not an easy job for sure.
The way they play offense, it is impossible.
If UH, I mean.
But not, forget that for a minute, though. The profile of a guy who was a pretty good defensive coordinator, had some success as a head coach, got fired as a head coach. Those are the kind of guys I like as defensive coordinators.
I feel you.
So.
Well, he's probably just a guy who'd like to have a job.
Yeah, well, he's I think he's linebacker's coach at Virginia right now. So getting a D.C. job would be a step up.
Yeah.
Well, on a lower level, like I mentioned Jim Leavitt and how if I was Texas, that's who I would have called. But that's a guy who was a head coach, got fired for hitting a kid, becomes a defensive coordinator again, damn good one.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the kind of guy that I want to go get. Not because he punched a kid, but because I know he can coach defense.
Yeah.
All right, is that music in the background?
That is.
Okay. I can't hear it because we got a good crowd out here at Christian's Tailgate in the Heights.
I'm gonna order my food.
All right, what are you gonna go for?
I'm going with tacos.
Going with tacos?
Tacos.
Solid choice.
I'm gonna get a mix of fish and shrimp tacos.
I've never been a big fish taco guy.
Oh, I love fish tacos.
I know most people in Texas do. I think it's just a me thing.
Austin is it's fish taco heaven.
Yeah, it is. But I'm just not that.
It's
into
not
it.
For you. That's all right.
No. All right, we're going to take a...
I wasn't going to offer you any anyway.
Well, I wasn't... if I'd wanted fish tacos, some of us got here early enough to eat before the show, so we wouldn't be having to have a mouthful while we're talking.
I'm not worried about that.
All right, okay. Fair enough. All right, we'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Washington, Alabama College Football Playoff, 2 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer. You know what kind of barbecue, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com, and starting at only $125. And if you think about that, that is a terrific deal. For $125, all you can eat, all you can drink, you get to meet famous people, you get to party, you get to go to the coolest party all week long. And $125.
All right.
Yeah, if you don't take that deal, I don't know what to tell you. Plus, you know what the barbecue is?
It's succulent.
It's succulent. You're getting succulent barbecue as part of your ticket there. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, remind you, we are at Christian's Tailgate. Boy, it doesn't look like North Carolina is going to cover for me. Down 25-17 with 1:15 to play at their own 22. And this over isn't happening either, so this is not a good
day. Not a great day for you?
Yeah, I don't really have anything else I like either. I had no interest in Air Force.
No.
Michigan, Florida State, I can't really touch.
Man, I wanted Michigan bad, but I just don't. I can't pull the trigger on it.
I'm getting a little gun shy because it's the end of the year, and I know I'm getting out with a nice profit, and I don't really want to cut into it much.
I'm the same way. If I'm not up at the end of the year, I'm more likely to pump.
Oh, yeah.
And try to get to that at least break even.
Yeah, where I can at least see break even from there.
Right. But if I'm up, sometimes I'll just be like, no, it's a successful football season. I'm good.
And I'm making bets that are the bets on these games I'm making are the lowest amount I've made in 2 years.
Yeah, I'm finally my college basketball's finally leveled out to where, you know, I was like hovering around 500, you know, all year long, and then in the last 3-4 weeks I've kind of pushed a little bit, and now I remember why I bet college basketball again. So,
well, I did have some people ask, and we will be out at Sam Houston Race Park this year doing the same stuff we always have, and I will do picks for the tip sheet. I'll also put them on the site and put a little more detail on them, so that'll be something else that you guys can give me grief for when they don't go well, but I will be doing that. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody's asking, did you really finish the Whataburger Challenge in 20 minutes?
I guess under 20 minutes.
Yeah, I guess we were talking about that yesterday. Yeah, we've talked about that on the show when you did it.
Yeah.
So
I want to say it was like 17 and a half minutes or something like that. It was I think Barry Laminack was the next closest guy, and it took him 50 minutes. So food challenges, that's my expertise. That's my world.
I don't think I've ever done one.
No?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
The only one that would come close to that is when we did 50 wings each on air.
Okay. Yeah, that was good.
Does that count as one?
Sort of.
Yeah, I was sick for a month, and I didn't eat wings for 3 months after that.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm getting a lot of texts from people saying they bought a house and went through the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, for sure.
Well, they wanted a copy of my contract. I was really uncomfortable giving them that.
Of your work contract?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
weird.
Just to make sure that I would actually be employed, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the kind of things where you're just like, should I be doing this?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to, right, if you want to buy the place.
Yeah. Is it all done? Do you have, like?
Well, everything's done. It's all approved. Now it's just a matter of, and we've finally got, because we had to go back and forth. Yesterday was the last day for us to opt out, and we got the final deal done, and then today was dealing with the mortgage company, which honestly I didn't know, because the wife's an accountant, she handles all this stuff,
right?
And she just told me, yeah, here, we got this, boom boom boom, nothing. And then all of a sudden today they're asking about my accounts and my money that, you know, that goes onto my credit and everything else. And so I had to deal with it, and it's kind of like, wow, I thought this was done. They're like, yeah, it's done, we just have to have all this.
Yeah,
so it's all done now except for the closing, and that'll be on the 23rd. And then I'm gonna try to be moved out of there by Super Bowl week.
There you go.
And be in the new place. So hopefully it'll be cool. And it's only I mean, it's only like 3/4 of a mile from where I am.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so I'm not moving far.
You're not changing your life up too much.
No, I mean, I'm still gonna have access to all the places I go, and it's gonna be quieter. It's such a good area to invest in that, you know, it makes too much sense. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Good for you.
Derek says, I won a contest in Arlington eating the boomstick in under 4 minutes.
I don't know what the boomstick is.
Yeah, you could take that a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I've seen films of that in under 4 minutes.
When I was in Austin, I did a we used to every year we did a wing contest. My station when I first started working was 15:30 a.m., which I don't even know if that station exists anymore because I think that signal is on an FM signal now. But we had a contest every year where it was eat the most wings you could eat in 15 minutes and 30 seconds.
Ooh.
And I ate 102 or 103 wings in 15 minutes and 30 seconds,
wow.
And I still didn't win.
Wow. Was that when you were really big and looked like
a
country
singer?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I was big. I looked like Zach Brown.
Yeah.
The guy who won, it wasn't even close. I think it was like 120, 130-something wings. Jeez. It was absurd. And that is when I went and threw up in the bathroom. And Dave Tepper was videoing me throwing up, our old boss, Dave Tepper. And because I was throwing up, it made Dave have to throw up, and he started puking too. So it was a whole mess.
I have to admit, I'm like Dave. If I see you puking, I'm probably going to puke
myself.
It
makes you want to puke.
Yeah.
Only if I smell the puke, then I'm like,
That's it. Yes, exactly. And that happened to me on a plane once. There was a lady sitting next to me, and she just started getting air sick. And man, she fills up a bag, and I pull this bag out of the middle seat and give it to her because she's already filled the first one. And she starts filling that one, and then that smell hits, and I'm like, oh, no.
Did you see this bold prediction on the NFL Network? Texans will be one and done. Go with your gut. That's his gutty.
That's his bold pick?
That's his bold prediction.
Wow. I have a bold prediction. Sun's going to come up tomorrow.
Yeah. Well.
And if it doesn't, guess what? We're all dead. Nobody's going to remember I was wrong. That's, wow. That's a bold prediction. Come on, guys.
Oh, boy.
This is one of those things that drives me nuts, is that people are so – they're trying so hard to force takes on these shows that it's just nuts, man. I mean, those are the kind of things that – yeah, that's a hot take. Ooh, Texans are one and done. They're going to be an underdog to anybody they play except maybe the Raiders without Carr.
Yeah.
So how is that a bold pick?
It's not. Ugh. Derek said it was a 2-foot hot dog with chili cheese and jalapenos.
Hmm.
I feel like I could do that.
Yeah.
Although hot dogs are gross to me. That's not a fun contest for me.
Yeah.
You remember when they when Burger Guys was around and they brought us that Megalodon burger?
Yeah.
They had like 12 patties and everyone said I couldn't eat it and then I ate it. See?
I was disappointed they didn't make it, especially that one downtown because I loved going
there. That's a good place, man. That was a good place.
Roll the reel, wanting to know what part of town I'm moving to. I'm staying downtown. I'm just moving, basically, like I said, about 3/4 of a mile into an area that it's really smart to invest in right now.
Yeah,
but I don't want to tell everybody where I'm going to live.
I'm going to give them your address once you move in.
Well, I'll say this: it's East Downtown.
Okay,
and I almost everyone I've talked to has advised me into investing over there, so that's what I'm doing. And I'm also investing in my bookie. And guess what? 100%. That's what they're offering anyone that joins this week. 100%. And they're going to match your initial deposit with 100% bonus. And here we go. You want to play these games? You want to play the games tonight? You want to play the games tomorrow? They got you covered. And it's all online. Best of all, you win, they pay. Trust me, because that stuff went in my bank account and I had to explain it. I tell you what, I only recommend a service like this to listeners when I know it works, and it's been great for me. When I've won, I've collected. They also have a great race book that I play on. It's got all the track bets that I want. And make the move to MyBookie. I've dealt with all these other sites. I've had nothing but problems with all of them. I have it with MyBookie. Live in-game betting. So if you want to play any of these games at halftime, you can do that. And once again, fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Join now, and MyBookie.lv will match your deposit with a 100% bonus. This is a special bowl season offer. Use promo code FRED to activate that offer. Visit MyBookie.lv today or call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Time to ditch your bookie. You got to check out MyBookie. Sign up today, MyBookie.lv, promo code FRED.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.